Siman Tov Kuf Zayin. We're holding a Sif Beis. We're holding a Mishabur Sif Katan Ches. Okay. So the case was the person, the 18 which were Muksa, went directly into the Tanner, either because they fell in, or Mishabur says, or a Goy put them in there. And there were already some other wood which was in there, which was not Muksa. So it went in already with a mixture, but it wasn't roiv. So you're allowed to be marbalei in eitzim v'chadim. You're allowed to add more eitzim. Now, the Ramah said, as the Mishabura mentioned, the Sifkat and Zion, that's a sheet of the Shulchan Aruch, that a case where you have an issur d'rabbanan, and it's in a mixture, but it's not a roiv, you're allowed to be moisif to forbid the roiv. The can't be mevatel l'chadchila, but if it's already a mixture, you can be moisif. The Ramah argued, so you can't be moisif. She says, but the hat over here is because it's nisraf. So let's see that in the Mishnah Berurah. Avagav the eitzim elu yesh lehem matirin lemocher. It's davar sheyesh lo matirin. Davar sheyesh lo matirin. I feel it by elef lei batel. I feel it by yisur d'rabbanan. Even by yisur d'rabbanan, there's a concept that davar sheyesh lo matirin is lo batel. And actually, the Gemara actually says it specifically in conjunction with muksa. So how is bittel going to work over here? But over here, Isser Zek Kilo Tvei, because our more Mekel will come to the Isser of Eitzim, being the Henna from Eitzim, which are Muksa. Sherei Iker Hanos Eitzim Bola Acher Hasaka. The benefit from the wood comes after it's burnt. Shoipe Boy, or Machamim Boy Base, either because he bakes with it, or he, in other words, Halacha will say that if it has, if you're using it for light, so that's considered simultaneous. The moment where it changes from the fuel into the light, that's simultaneous. That's a problem. But over here, the way it works is you heat it up as it becomes coals, etc. So it's already the next stage, and then there's the heat which comes out of it. So that's considered the next stage. Vos ha'isser kvar ein ha'be'en. By that point in time, the isser is no longer considered intact, and therefore it's not called being directly in the henna from the Isser. So we're not going to add in the extra level of Isser of Dabar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. So that's why this is more cool. Now, V'gam im yirtza achar hasoka l'hamid k'der l'vashol neged ha'esh. Let's say you want to put a pot, which you want to put, you want to cook directly, not on the coals, but on a actual flame. Now that actual flame, that's more simultaneous. Or the chamim gufay, or a fill of the honis laor ha'esh. You want to benefit from the or of the esh, which again, these things should be more problematic. B'shasha etim dolkim mishori. That's mutter. Why the muksa ena osir b'hanoa habo me'eleha rak the osir l'taltal muksa l'shtamish ba'afila b'litoto. The isur isn't getting benefits. The issue is taking benefits. Moving, there's the issue of moving looks like we mentioned. There's also the issue of taking benefit from out of it. He mentioned that before, that you can't light something with the remuksa, because that's the act of lighting, and it's called taking the benefit. But once it's lit already, so in other words, I'm telling you that since the Iker function over here is the baking, and that is, which it's beheter, so I've taken the benefit, beheter. So then once it's already true, to stand by and read a book to that light is mutter. I'm being the henna from the muksa, but that's already, the light is there, beheter, so then that's not also. Once the Iker function is behatzer because it's through bittel, etc., so then everything else comes in mele. Even though there got to be these other east benefits, normally you say the wood is muksa, because those are simultaneous types of benefits as opposed to a time lapse. In other words, the main way you use, in the same way even nowadays, if a person grills on a charcoal. You light the charcoal, the fire dies down, it becomes coals, and that's when you grill. You don't grill on the big flames, you grill after it's ready charcoal. So the same thing over here, baking was also done like that.
So we're saying that because of that, so now even before, it becomes cold, you can benefit from
the light which is coming out, or something of that sort.
But you wouldn't be able to cook over there.
He said, "Well, you're even allowed to cook over there. He puts what's put a kudera levashal kenegadesh. He wants to put a pot directly on the flame, right? He gave, you know, he said that's also mutter because that's once the flame is already there beheter, so that's not called taking benefit out of it.
But that couldn't be your primary purpose, because I mean, it's still, we said yesterday that I mean that you really only get heat from it as it's burning.
See, so that he said that's what we're saying." If it's immediate, it's simultaneous, that's already called taking from the muksa. If it first becomes a kol and then you benefit from it, so that's mutter. That's how much happens simultaneous is a problem.
So you'd have to. So you would have to be using a kol in order to, that you have to be definitely an intent to use the kol, and then you can secondarily.
Correct. Yesh mekilim gam lahasik lechatchila b'shir lahamid kadeiro l'samak negan amadura al b'shir etzim dolkem adayin. Some take this a step further and they say, you know what, you'll have to actually light it for this purpose, to cook on the fire or to heat yourself up by the fire, even though the wood is still burning at that point in time. So that should be a problem. So why are these mekilim? So he says, "Mekamokim ikar anochu achilu shoshoichol enon nehena elam mechayim shebetavshel mechayim zekvar mufrod neoeish b'shveitzim shebehem be'en." Your ikar anoch is not the cooking; it's when you eat it afterwards. So by the time I eat it, the heat which is in the food is already removed from the fire, from the wood. It's been removed from the wood. So it's not considered you're benefiting directly from the fire. Now, same thing when it comes to benefiting from warming yourself by the fire. So how is that? So that's the story we said before. That's that the heat is produced by the part of the wood which is burnt, which would make it mutter. So that the Charitzian says, well, that argument should allow you to read by it also. You'll take a look at the Charitzian in Chof Hei. It says that's a quote from Morgan of Rome and the Mitzvah of the Shekel, Meshum Shachoyim, Bo Me Oysa Mixer Shekhar Nisr. Who Tom College? It's a very weak reasoning. To say that the benefit of the fire which allows you to read is from where the fuel has been consumed. That's not called one after the other. It's called that simultaneous, which would be Osir. So he would say that should be Osir. To eat, he says, I hear your argument, because the real benefit is not the heating the food, it's when you eat the food. By the time you eat the food, that heat is already removed from the wood. So it's not called hanosan biurin shava, but to heat yourself by the flame, that should be called hanosan biurin shava. Well, that's what the Mora says, so that should be also. So that second argument, he doesn't see why that should be true. Miu, that's clear. But to light it for the purpose of using it for light, that clear is clearer that we define that's called they happen simultaneously, and that's asur. So that wouldn't be mutter. So it comes out he's saying to light it in order to cook, to bake on it, and then meanwhile other benefits is mutter. Some say you're actually allowed to light it even to cook directly on the flame. Some take even a step further, you're allowed to light it to heat yourself by it, warm yourself by it. But nobody holds you allowed to light it for the purpose of reading, using the light. Right, okay. Tess. So it has to be enough the riboy that the eitzim are not nicker. So it's important you said that the concept of bitzel presumes that there's a mixture. Whereas I can't tell you that, you know, if I have distinct items which are still visible, that there's a union of bitzel, because I still see them. That's actually how some achronim understand the concept of tam ke'ikr. The reason why, when it comes to the Yisurim of achila, as long as you can still taste the flavor, it's not bottle, because as long as I can still taste it, so in that way it's nicker still. See, if it's not nicker, I can't see it, but it's nicker through flavor. So it's not shaykh din abitul. So that's so those who learn that the concept of shishim, which because we need shishim to revatal tam, so it's machlokes rishonim whether it's the raisa din or the rabbanan din, but let's say most of the rishonim holds the raisa based on a pasuk. But one of the ways to understand it is because it makes the prima gadol says it's considered nicker still, so it's not bottle. So in case of min b'minoy, you'd have let's say wheat which is chadash mixes with wheat which is yasha. Okay, the Rosh Hashanah Matirim possibly, but it mixes with something wheat which is truma tameya mixes with something else. So there's no way to be matter it. So it's the same flavor. It says there's no nikkur in tam. That's in the bitul is beroy. So much as batam, the bitul is you need to shear that you know more flavor because it's otherwise it's nikkur.
So I mean, in this case, we're talking about branches that fall from trees, fall off of trees. I mean, it's essentially you'd have to have similar branches.
Theoretically, yeah. So you can move out, but vashal you can behen. You're not allowed to move them. Until there's built until they're bottle. Once they're bottle, so then it's like they don't exist, and then you can move the whole thing, do whatever you want. When you add the wood, and that then you do this process of combining them. The wood which is there from beforehand, the wood which is muksa, is going to be going to move. So that really is, that's not direct tilt, that's indirect tilt, not for the purpose of the davar ha'asur. The purpose is for the davar ha'mutter to place the, right now your goal really is to place the heter wood in the right place to create bitul. So the fact that the other ones are moving, that's tilt min atzad, which tilt min atzad, the tzar davar ha'mutter is mutter. Then, when you try and stir up your coals, which then you're actively moving all of the wood, including the wood which is muksa, well, it's once it's bottle, it's so it's considered a paterika mahapik. You're moving the heter, not iser. Means you're allowed to do this even before you light the fire. If you want to mix it all up and then light the fire, once it's bought to burev. Medad the yesh peshkam da amakilim adin zeb yosid. Some take this halacha further. Lehu afilo loy hoya betaner etzim klal rak elu shenoshim in adekel. But the gam ken la'arim. There was the case that we said before was that the ready was some heter wood. Isser wood fell in, but it wasn't right. And then you added more wood to make it right. And we're going with the principle why there are abundance. You're allowed to be moisif. This sheet that now it says even in case there was no wood beforehand, shemamish being your mamish being mevatelitz, which normally would be mamish that this would be mamish that didn't have any mevatelitz in the chadchila. They're makel. You had an empty oven. This wood fell down from the tree, which is wood, which is muksa, and then you want to add more wood and make it mut. And they say a second kula, even if it's nicker, as long as it's roiv, it's mutter. Because you can't move it, because that's probably moving muksa. But benefiting, you're not benefiting from muksa. So I just need a way to create that my process of lighting is being done beheter. Well, if it's almost not even bittul baroy. As long as the majority of what's here is heter, it's where miyachas my maisa by pool of lighting to the heter. And then we said the iser comes along for the ride. So I'm not lighting iser atze iser. I'm lighting atze heter because roiver the wood over here is heter. That's how they understand the concept. So I don't need bittul baroy really. I just need there should be a roiv of heter.
So what's the difference?
It's not a process of bittul. It's a process of it's a concept of busser roiv. If I have 5 pieces of wood of iser and I have 10 pieces of wood of heter and I light it. I say my ikar pool is being done in the roiv of heter because that's really the main majority over here is heter. So my ikar act of lighting is in the heter, and the other one it comes along the melis. I'm not lighting iser. I am benefiting. The time I benefit is not a problem anyway because it's all burnt. So the problem is in the benefit. The problem is the act of being madlik. So as long as the roiv is heter, it's called being madlik heter, not iser. That's how they understand it.
So we can call it bittul because it's okay if it's nikar.
Right, because the point is, it's like you're defining your action. It's a question of defining your action of halakha based on the majority of what's there.
So why is this like secretion? It's going to happen. You do it, it's going to happen.
But there's no isser of mucks of wood burning. The isser is being mishtamish with it.
Right,
so if I go and I light mucks of wood, I have a problem. But I didn't light it, I lit heter. Let's say for argument's sake. Let's say for argument's sake, I would actually light a piece of heter.
But you might. It's mixed up. So
And then the fire would spread to the iser. Look, we would understand why. We would understand why that should be mutter. I'm not lighting iser. I'm lighting heter. Benefiting, it's always mutter because their argument is by the time you benefit, it's already burnt. So there's no problem with the benefit. The only problem is the act of hadlaka.
Right, but since it's mixed up, you might be arguing.
So he said, but since the roiv is heter, when I do my act of hadlaka, we define my act of hadlaka. I'll give an exaggerated case, you don't understand. Let's say there'll be 100 pieces of heter, one of iser. So there's no question, I'm lighting iser. I'm not lighting iser. I'm lighting heter. Happen to be a piece of iser there. That's my definition.
That's a statistical...
In other words, I'm defining the act of hadlaka. So we'll take it down because I said to the point of roiv. That's how we defined it. We'll come to time and not fine. Vine bir locha mashik savdim b'zeh the bir locha that he raises. You know, do we go with this sheet or not? Then he said, however, they fell into the tanner on Shabbos, which is erev Yom Tov. This sheet the Mishnah Berurah just mentioned. That he said two coolers. You don't need eruv, it can be nicker, and you don't need the shi wood there prior. Because it's not using bittul baroiv, it's using a different concept. So I don't need the heter being moisif as opposed to bittul, and I don't need the heter of eno nicker because it's not the concept of bittul baroiv. Now, let's say, however, the tanner. Was it fell into the wood and air on Shabbos, which was erev Yom Tov. Yom Tov was mostly Shabbos, so I can't use the wood which fell in on Shabbos on Yom Tov because that's going to be a problem of Yom Tov is making Shabbos is making the Yom Tov. Also, going to be Yom Tov shalachar fishat lishazu mechino isam lasaka by them falling off the tree that's made them usable for burning. Kinam Shabbos enam riyam lasaka. And Shabbos they weren't. It didn't make it roy for itself because you can't light it on Shabbos. It wasn't preparing for itself. It was only preparing for Yom Tov. In Kain, Shabbos mechino some of the Sarach Mocher, Shu Yom Tov, Ein Shabbos mechino the Yom Tov. Shabbos cannot do that. So that's not going to be mutter, even I get a bit of roy, if I get a bit of roy, the Osir Isachonu made a Raisa, the Raisa Ein Maval and Isser. That which Shabbos can't be mechino the Yom Tov, we call it a deraisa. Now it's either a deraisa or it's a derbanan, which is an asmachta gemura, which is more chomer. And for that, we don't allow the mevatlanis or the concept of mevatlanis or the chachila.
What's an asmachta gemura?
So people got him says he's really more sure that there are two types of asmachtas. What he called there's something called asmachta ba'alma, mm-hmm. Someone's called Nasmachta Gemura. Nasmachta Gemura means that the pasuk really is hinting to this, but the pshat is the Torah left it up to the Chachamim to actually enact it. But you clearly get the drift of the pasuk. This is what the Bereshim wants you to do. But the Bereshim sort of like, you know, hinted, says, you know, catch my hint and Rabbi, create it. So the din of Sabbat Rabban Lekul doesn't apply to that, Lamashal.
Is that the Naman?
What?
Is it?
The pasuk is Chinesh Asher by the Mon, right? So that passage says, "Yom Hashish Yistam Shishi was Chol, so Chol is Mechel the Shabbos, but Chol is Mechel the Yom Tov, and Shabbos not Mechel the Yom Tov." But so on that, the Gemara in Gimel Beis that it was case of Sofik, you don't say Sofik the Kula. So over there, there's a Tosfos Yeshanim Bei in Gimel Beis. He says because there's an Asmata, you don't say Sofik the Rabban the Kula. The Masha also says it. And people got him in his Hakdama to Hilchus Yom Tov. I think that's where it is. No, it's in his Hakdama to Erechayim. So he goes to the different level of different Yisurim. He talks about the Rabbanim. He says, an Asmachta Gemura has the Chumras of the Raisa. So they don't say Sabbath Rabbanim Lekulu.
Right. So. I'm trying to remember, because this is talking about Midei Shemayim. Why is that a problem? It's Chachana Midei Shemayim.
Adarachamim is where the Tosfos says is where the Isser is. The Isser is when something which the egg is being born b'day Shemayim. That's exactly where the Mishnah says it, Isser Vachamim.
Right.
The person goes and cooks something that's not called Achamim. That's the Tosfos Beis and Beis. And you're thinking that's the Tosfos you're thinking of. Exactly. Don't ask me if I understand the Lomdus 100%. I don't understand 100%. But that's Tosfos differentiation. Okay, Gimel. Let's just hop around once. I can't tell what time it is. Let's hop around one more over here. Also, likach eitz mi beno eitzim lachatus by ha'esh b'taner the haveli masakin mona. I want to take out one of the pieces of wood, which right now is designated to be used as firewood, and make it into a poker to use it to stir the wood and move the wood, etc. Okay, so that's also because you're transforming it from fuel into a kli, which is used as a poker. You dial it. Also, likachetz bein lach bein yovish afsheroyu lasoka. Even if it's dry, which means it's usable, so it's not muksa. If it's wet, I understand, but it's not usable. First of all, it's a much better poker, but it's not it's muksa because it's not ready to be used for fuel. If it's wet wood, but if it's dry wood, it's not muksa because you can burn it, but it's still aser. Obviously, if you designate it before Yom Tov, that's fine. Probably better poker if it's wet, because if it's dry, it's going to catch on fire. You've made it into a kli. Now afilu. Even you didn't do anything to it, you didn't like shape it or do any physical action to change it. You're changing its designation is also called. It's also a problem. I can't take a piece of wood to use as my crossbeam to lock the door.
Even if the piece wasn't muksa,
even though it's not muksa, because beforehand it's stam eitzim are for hasaka. Now you're changing it into a doorstop. You're changing it into something totally different. Unless you designate that before Yom Tov. So he over there, he discusses using it as a spit. Where can I take a piece of wood and use it as a spit to hold something over the fire? She says that's mutter.
Why is that? Because it's main the same.
I think if I recall correctly, the lomasuk is main the same function. In other words, it's, you know, mali litzlis by here or here. That's such a concept. Okay, let's hold it here. Tomorrow night.